I'm Brandon Serby, and welcome to the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics each week in fitness, nutrition, sleep, cognition, finance, and minimalism to help you become healthier and happier. This week I'm covering, I bought a rower. Should you? Let's get into it. I bought a rower at the beginning of the year to substitute my running sessions when it was too snowy out. Now I use it every week, and I love it. And it's made me wonder, should everyone be rowing? How do I use it? What's so great about rowing? And how has that helped reduce my risk for injury? I got my rower in the middle of winter when I started to realize that running outside was becoming a little too icy and dangerous. At the time, I didn't have an aerobic or running plan in place. I was mostly just doing zone 2 runs. So when I got the rower, I decided to do concept 2's workout of the day about 5 days a week. They put up a new workout on their website each day, and it's free. They also detail how to program the rower for that workout, and it was just a wonderful way to get started with rowing. I did intervals, pyramids, easy sessions, and everything in between. It was a great way to not only get fit, but learn how to use the machine. Once the weather improved, I got back to running and started my VDOT running program, which I've talked about before on this channel. But I kept rowing. One thing that surprised me about the rower was just how flexible it was, how many different use cases I could find for it. It can be used on leg or back day to develop both strength and power. Just like you would do sets of deadlifts, you could do 3 sets of 10 maximum pulls on the rower that engages the posterior chain. Or can be used for high intensity interval training and zone 5 work. Just as you could go to a track and run 100 meter sprints with 20 seconds rest, you could do the same thing 100 meter row with that same rest period. Or it can be used for zone 2 work, which is how I use it right now. Each Monday and Friday, I do a 20 plus minute easy row where my heart rate's sitting below 140 beats per minute. So let me detail why I've settled on this. Unlike walking where your weight transitions slowly from one leg to the other, running is like hopping from one foot to the other. All your weight is absorbed on one leg abruptly. It's a high impact. Run for 45 minutes and you're doing this hop on each leg thousands of times. And this makes running a more dangerous activity than low impact activities like walking, cycling, or swimming. And being a runner, I wanted a way to reduce my risk for injury. So this is where the rower came in. A study from the University of Memphis states that replacing some runs with non-impact or low-impact cross-training when increasing training intensity and volume may be useful in reducing injury risks. My rower is low impact. Instead of running 7 days a week, which led to my injuries last year, now I'm substituting 2 of those easy days for rowing. So far this year, I'm injury free. And if you're not a runner, it's also important to know that just cross training in general is good for overall fitness for anyone. Another reason why I settled on the rower was its total body focus. So running or cycling is focused on the lower body. Rowing, on the other hand, is about 60% of the lower body, but 40% of the upper body too. Depending on where you are in the row, you get engagement of the quads, glutes, calves, core, back, and biceps. Not often have I worked all of those muscles aerobically, and now I can. And it can help with low back pain and posture. Most of our days are spent hunched over a keyboard, laptop, or mobile phone. This causes our chests to become tight and our back muscles to become weak. A rower provides an opportunity to fix both issues with a movement that focuses on stretching out the chest and strengthening the back. Commonly neglected muscles are now the focus. This isn't something that I would have got if I just started cycling. And lastly, I just wanted to mention a few miscellaneous items. I got my Concept 2 rower, which normally goes for about $900, off Facebook Marketplace for $700. It was only used once. Even if I bought it new, it was still cheaper than, say, a $3,500 treadmill or $2,000 bike. The Concept 2 rowers are known to last for over 10 years, don't require electricity, and don't require much maintenance either. They're durable, cheap, and don't take up much space. As you can tell, I have fallen in love with my Concept 2 rower. So here are my final thoughts. Whether a rower fits into your life or exercise goals is up to you to decide. But I found it useful for a variety of different situations, like zone 2, zone 5, power and strength training. It's also my aerobic cross training. It's a total body exercise that corrects my desk job posture and helps reduce my risk for injury. Plus, it's relatively cheap, durable, and compact. So I may be a little biased, but it is my latest habit for health excellence. Thanks for joining me on the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I detail my habits for health excellence. If you'd like to receive weekly updates on the 3 most important things I've read, watched, and listened to within the past week, sign up for the My Health Sciences Weekly newsletter. Those on this list will never miss any of the latest and most important information I share about habits for health excellence. Thanks again, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.